Grown-ups are better at most stuff, you see, from tying a shoelace to chopping a tree, but children are gooder, and grown-ups are badder at just about all things that matter.
That's Chris Harris, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Chris Harris was a writer and executive producer for How I Met Your Mother, and a writer for The Late Show with David Letterman. His pieces have appeared in The New Yorker, Esquire, ESPN, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal, and on NPR. Chris Harris joins us to talk about his debut children's book, I'm Just No Good at Rhyming, and Other Nonsense for Mischievous Kids and Immature Grown-Ups. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dan. I'm delighted to be here.
Tell us about what inspired you to create a children's book of poetry.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been a TV writer for 20 years, and I've been saying there's been no shortage of people in TV who've been telling me that my writing is immature, but it was really me having kids for the first time that made me start to want to write something for them. It's a little twisted, but I think we all have a little bit of that desire to impress our own children, and I can't sing, and I can't throw a spiral pass, so this was going to be the thing that does it, is something that I wrote. So over the years, I just started collecting all these the little funny things that were in jokes from us, or silly ideas that I had, or things that actually happened in real life, and started writing them and turning them into verse, and turning them into things that made them laugh and made them think a little bit. And now suddenly it's a book, and I can't believe it. I love that it's not just my own kids, but lots of others that I get to delight and possibly corrupt, and who knows what else with this thing.
Well, you've written this book for children, but as the title indicates, this is really a book that could be enjoyed by children of all ages.
Yeah, you can talk down to children too much, and I think they're savvy that way. They know when they're being given a lesson or told something that's just for their own benefit. This book is really, it's all stuff that makes me laugh too, for better or worse. Maybe that makes me one of the immature grown-ups in the title. But my favorite books growing up were, you know, things like Shel Silverstein and The Phantom Tollbooth and Lewis Carroll, and those are all books that you can read as an adult and love and appreciate the way they twist things and the way they look at the world from a different perspective. And I wanted to bring that to my own kids. You know, we're all the product of the things that we love growing up. And so this was me sharing with my own kids, here are some things that make me laugh, and I hope they make you laugh. And also the same way the books that I read growing up made me think, wow, I never thought of something that way. I wonder what else you can do. I hope you take this thing, this book that I've made, and start to wonder what else you can do and what else you can write.
This book is filled with lots of great humor and some wonderful puns as well, which I particularly appreciate, so thank you for that. But it's also a book that speaks to other emotions. There's a poem called Yesterday's Tomorrow, which deals with a child's really bad day.
Yeah, and it's yesterday's tomorrow sure was better than today, and it's sometimes the promise doesn't always get fulfilled. Your expectations for things aren't always realized, and it ends with the child saying, I can't wait until today is tomorrow's yesterday. So you know that they'll get past it. There's the world of children's literature where everything works out all right in the end. And I get that, and I trust me, I love happy endings. But, you know, I also think about all the books, again, books that I grew up where it was a little more nuanced. You know, one of my favorite books growing up was, you know, Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. And the real lesson of that story was just like, sometimes bad days happen, you know, and that's it. And to me, there's a comfort in that. There's a comfort in knowing that this does happen to everyone, and sometimes it's not okay, and that's okay. As you know, it's mostly a lot of things that are silly and make us laugh, but I found that sometimes laughter can be sort of a gateway to other emotions. If we laugh at some of the sillier things in this book, then the reader feels comfortable, and it lets us talk about some of the things that might be a little tougher. And that's what I wanted to share with my own kids again, that I get it. Sometimes being a kid is tough. Sometimes, you know, we think just share your cookie is easy and a simple command, but to a kid, that's a tragedy of Shakespearean proportions to have to give up half of one's dessert. And getting back to that poem, yeah, sometimes we don't have a great day, and sometimes things don't quite work out the way we expect, but that's okay. It happens to all of us. And part of reading is sharing an experience with everyone else who reads it. And I think there's solace in that. I think there's comfort in that.
Another poem that I found particularly moving was this poem about being 10 years old and how the world is just so wonderful at that time, and you lose that as you grow up.
Yeah, I wrote that most of these poems, I had them sitting around for years, and I'd work on them one or two words at a time. I remember that one coming very quickly after a tough professional year where, I put my heart and soul into something, and it didn't quite work out. That poem is, it's called You'll Never Feel as Tall as When You're 10. And yeah, there's something to that where, and it is not a completely different theme from the previous one, where, yeah, sometimes you lose some of that joy as a child. What's been fascinating to me about that one is it is a little melancholy, but what I've loved seeing is that talking to kids about it, as adults, we see the things that you've lost as a kid. As kids, they feel like it's inspiring because they feel like it's a vindication of their own perspective and their own optimism and their own tenacity. And I've loved seeing that. It almost explains the message of the poem, but they take a poem that we see as oh, this is about loss, and they read it and they think, oh, this is about how great we are. And I think that's fascinating.
I'm talking with Chris Harris. His book is I'm Just No Good at Rhyming and Other Nonsense for Mischievous Kids and Immature Grown-Ups. And Chris, if you would, I'd like you to share some of that poetry with us. So what have you got there? What do you want to share with us?
Oh, sure. I would love to. Why don't I read one that's a little more serious, and then let me read one or two that are silly. This one is called Grown-Ups Are Better. Grown-ups are better than children at chess and cleaning and fixing and mopping a mess. They're better at baking and frying and steaming, but children are better at dreaming. Grown-ups are better than children at math and flushing and brushing and drawing a bath. They're better at counting and buying and paying, but children are better at playing. Grown-ups are better than children at sports and driving and working and filing reports. They're better at pushing and pulling and lugging, but children are better at hugging. Grown-ups are better at most stuff you see, from tying a shoelace to chopping a tree, but children are gooder, and grown-ups are badder at just about all things that matter. And here's a quick silly one that's as much for the adults as it is for the kids. This is called Two Roads, and I think you'll get what the reference is too fast. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by. Since then, I've been completely lost. Thanks for nothing, Robert Frost.
I like that. That's good.
there are any number of poems that are probably competitors for the shortest poem in the book. 'Tis better to give something than to receive it. If that thing's a black eye, then yeah, I believe it. Or there's also the gecko. If ever I find myself holding a gecko, I'll let go. Here's one called The Frog Race. My frog, it crossed the finish first. You saw it with your eyes. My frog, it crossed the finish first. Why don't I get the prize? My frog, it crossed the finish first. I didn't cheat. You know it. Just show me where the rule book says you're not allowed to throw it.
All right. That makes sense. Well, just give us a description of this book. I think people are starting to get the flavor of it here, but you've done all sorts of creative things, modern twist on some of the old classic tales that we know from our childhood poetry.
I love anything that plays with the form. And to me, that comes through, in my own writing in two different ways. And one is I just want to show kids, look at all the things that words can do. You can put them in a circle and suddenly you have a poem that goes on and on and on forever. You can act like the words are trapped in a box and then the poem at the end can realize, oh, it's going to dig down onto the page below it and escape like a prison break. There's a duel between the letter B and the letter D. I just think the English language is a playground, and I really wanted to convey that with this book. And then also, I love any kind of book or movie or TV show that breaks the fourth wall and lets the viewer with a wink know that it knows what it is. And this book also plays with that. So every poetry book has an index. This poetry book also has an outdex of all the poems that weren't good enough to make the cut. And you might think that some in the index should be in the outdex. The page numbering is messed up because of a confusion that happens in the middle of one of the other poems. There are poems that reference other poems. There's the dedication page goes crazy right away. So I want to show kids, look, this is all that a book is, and nothing is sacred. And hopefully they'll see all these things and think to themselves the way I thought about stuff that I grew up with. Wow, I didn't know you could even do that. I wonder what else I can do.
Chris, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you. Such a great time. I really appreciate it.
Chris Harris is the author of I'm Just No Good at Rhyming and Other Nonsense for Mischievous Kids and Immature Grown-Ups. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. Conversations is also on Facebook. You'll find us at KPR Conversations. And of course, you can listen to us on the KPR app for your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.